Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and this is a day to bring joy to the world. We've got with us Mama Joy, who is, in fact, giving us an opportunity to take a look at the question, what does it mean to be a strong woman? So we'll be right back, and we'll be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts as we take a look at what does it mean to be a strong woman. We've got some very powerful images in the film, The Woman King, and perhaps we're sending a different signal to young girls what to strive for. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
I saw the movie, A Woman King. Matter of fact, I had to view it twice. The first time was with my daughter. Now, but I have a standing appointment on Tuesdays to take advantage of $5 Tuesdays. And we here in the facility that I live in, we go as a group to take advantage of $5 Tuesday. So I've seen it twice. And when we talk about a strong woman, and when, after seeing the movie, I stated to several of my friends, I said, now you have just saw the character of Harriet Tubman.
Mm. Yes, fearless.
Yes.
Yes.
The character of Fannie Lou Hamer.
Mm-hmm.
Ida B. Wells, Madam C.J. Walker. These were women of character, you know. So I find nothing objectionable in the king having an elite force. They were beholden they were his elite fighting force. And also they helped protect the whole tribe, the homie tribe. And there were scenes where they fought alongside the regular army. There was a regular army.
Mm-hmm.
There was a regular army that consisted of men. But this was a designated group, trained, very skillfully trained. This was the king's special guard. And they were women that could not get married or hadn't gotten married because of several reasons. You know, many of them were not submissive. Many of them would not be pushed around and put in a position of just someone to work for your husband. They resisted that, and they were invited into a private, praise be to Allah, a private guard, a private fighting force, and they trained diligently, and they loved their country. They loved the homie. They loved the homie. And they did not want to be subject to the Oyo tribe, which had been suppressing them and dominating them for a long time. And they were aware of the Europeans exploiting of them. They used the Oyo tribe to capture Africans and sell them to the Europeans that had come to that region of Africa. So I find nothing wrong with a woman being able to physically defend herself, physically defend her country, physically defend what she loves. Matter of fact, if you want to really see a physical expression of strength, come at a loving mother's child. Some women have done extraordinary things in defense of their child. I want to know that my wife can defend herself if I'm not there and defend my children. So it's not that does not defeminize her. Her character is what makes her feminine. Her ethics, you know, that is a feminine attribute that she has. So it's not just the physical strength, but I found it to be a very inspiring movie. When you see it, makes you appreciate the challenges that we have today. Stand up. You know, so anyway, I found it to be a very inspirational movie, and I take my hat off. Viola she really played that part, and the supporting cast, they were excellent. They were excellent in their roles. I find nothing negative about women being able to defend the homeland. They've been doing it all of their lives, for real, if we tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
So Harriet Tubman comes along that spirit. Ida B. Wells, that championed anti-lynching, that confronted the Ku Klux Klan and all of the violent white supremacist terrorist groups around the turn of this century. That was a show of character. That's a strong woman. Her character was strong. And likewise, the character that Viola Davis played. It seems like every time something comes out that shows African Americans in a positive light, there's always some critics that come along and throw shade on it. Black Panther, if we remember, in the early stages, they tried to throw shade on that, and it was a blockbuster success.
Yeah.
Likewise, the African Queen is showing blockbuster. For real, we don't care what your opinion is about our cultural expression. You do not form an opinion for us. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, for real. So we aren't swayed by what somebody thinks. You know, no. We go, we see it ourselves, and we form our own opinion about about us. I'm talking about them.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Fired up. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, you know. A lot of times people will wait till somebody else approves of something or disapproves, and they say, oh, well, you know, they said that it's not good, so maybe it's not, you know, because we don't know how to form our own opinions or define things for ourselves. And from what I've heard, it's a very powerful story that is based on some real history of how these women, this elite female fighting force, they were to be feared, you know, and it says a lot about when you have a dedication to something such as defending your people, defending your homeland, defending your children, like you say, Kareem, you know, you get a mother whose child is in danger. Oh, she will be fierce. So the idea of womanhood and strength, you know, it's character that makes you defend that which is precious to you, such as your homeland, your people, your family. And it's character that makes you dedicated to that defense. And I think it's a good thing that they told the story of how these were women who chose to dedicate their lives to this and, you know, chose not to be married. Because if you're going to be a warrior, you're giving your life. So, you know, rather than put a family through that, this is, you know, you're dedicating yourself to the nation, to the king, to the people, the defense of the people. So I think it is important for us to define it in a way that is uplifting and complimentary and not derogatory. I think it's important for us to see the heroism in it, like you say, you know, a Harriet Tubman type, where this, you know, and Harriet Tubman, a little bitty woman with a gun that said, you're going to be either free or die, but you're not going back. And she had no fear.
That's right.
Well, I think that's a positive thing, and it shows strength of character, as you say. But you know, people do see things according to perhaps the programming they've had. So a lot of it, a lot of the things that we have maybe been taught, mistaught or not taught about what was happening in Africa during that period of time comes to light. And even the culture of enslavement of prisoners of war. And I think it's really important for us to put everything in a historical and cultural context, and especially us as African Americans and this sore spot that we have about American slavery. I mean, you got some people saying, well, you know, Africans are slaves.
You know, Naima, you know, I watched it in a mixed audience.
Mm.
It wasn't just all African Americans watching this movie.
So what did you observe in some of the other people?
At the end of the movie, almost everyone applauded. You hear me? Even the Caucasians, they were applauding.
What it is that they were seeing it through the same eyes that you were viewing.
Mm-hmm.
The character. Yeah. Something that is lacking in our society, and that is character of strength. We're getting everything physical, but looking at it is what are we being called to do in this day and time? You know, earlier there was a 5-5 at Live with Naima this
yes.
morning. And so when you get to that point where you're not looking for someone else's opinion to be that determining factor of your directions in life and what you want, and you actually come to that maturity level where you realize, it's not about them, it's about my attitude.
Yeah, why
am I here? That goes even in the broader sense. And so if everybody was applauding, that means everybody was in accord with that character.
Yes.
So they could identify something within themselves.
Yeah.
That they can participate and move forward. No, the battle is not with the spear. No, the battle is not out on the terrain. But the thing that's happening right here, what is the spirit of life demanding of us right
yes.
now to take issue with and make a difference? And in fact, right now there is a village. There are villages in Africa, and I've known that their men are not allowed. And what it is women who take charge and take in women and children who have been abused, and they protect them, and they're still active. I know one of them. I just read about it. The village of Umoja.
Oh, that's
Umoja.
Interesting.
Unity in Swahili.
Yeah.
It's the village, and it's guarded by a guard fence. And for good reasons, and there are no men allowed there.
Mm.
It's all women.
Mm.
And so we're talking about something that is actively being done now. But I really tap into Brother Kareem's enthusiasm, his detail and his stand, and the fact that as a Muslim man, look, you know, we're looking at the same character happening in Iran.
Mm.
Where women are being killed because they won't cover their hair all the way up. A woman just died because she just had a couple of strands of hair. And the woman said, oh, no. This wearing of the hijab should not be so serious that a woman has to fear that.
Mm.
Has to fear that. And so now that country is all erupted. What I'm saying, too, is that there is an awakening happening.
Mm.
And definitely, I just applaud you so much that you're able to see that and to stand firmly in a woman's right to stand in the character that Allah has put upon her. Hallelujah. Because we are here.
Yes.
Not scary, but we're here as a resurrecting, as a tool to bring a change here in this country and in this world. Golly, I'm excited.
Well, you know, I really want to delve into that whole fear-based thinking that exists in parts of the planet. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, Kareem, I want us to take a look at historically the fear-based philosophy that is expressed in a lot of the nations that even purport to express the religion of Islam. But historically, where is that fear coming from, and the intimidation and the relationship between men and women that is fear-based, and how do we evolve out of that so that what we're expressing is strength of character and respect? How do we fix that issue? We'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll gladly come to you and get your thoughts. We're asking the question today, what does it mean to be a strong woman? We'll be right back after this break, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is Jaron Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Yeah.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, Hope John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection. We'll be right back.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we've got some joy to the world today. We've got Reverend Mama Joy with us. And, of course, we're joined by our American Muslim 360 family and our co-host, Kareem Hamid, as we talk about what does it mean to be a strong woman. Well, as we take a look at some of the history of the relationship between men and women, we see that it has throughout history been a relationship of dominance and submission.
Unmuted.
And this relationship, it even goes all the way back, and of course, you know, there are biblical scriptures quoted saying that, you know, because of the disobedience of Eve, you know, God said, you shall submit to your husband and he shall rule over you. Very conveniently written by men in the Bible. And I'm just tell y'all, if something doesn't feel right in your soul, that's God telling you it didn't come from him. And God is not a him. It's a power. It's a creative force. It's not a gender. Gender relates to a physical body and your role in reproduction. So the power of the universe does not have a gender. The power of the universe does not have genitalia. But we don't have a non-gender pronoun, so the limitations in our language cause us to make the power of the universe specific gender. And so when we say he, it is because we don't have another word. That's basically it. But since the idea has been that the power of the universe is a masculine force and that women are the other creation, the idea that men have infused in all of the religions in the world is that women are the lesser beings. And this imbalance of thought has led to a history of abuse of women because we are often physically weaker. And in many species of whether it's animal, insects, bird, I mean, sometimes the male is the more physically strong, or sometimes it's the female. I mean, among the hyenas, it's the female that's the dominant one. Among bees, ants, and, so there are various species. So being female does not necessarily mean being physically weaker.
What happened? This thing just gave out, your mom.
You're back. So we look at what has happened historically. You know, people get a messenger, a spiritually evolved person that gives them some of the character building traits that humans should strive for, you know, love, respect, generosity, sharing, forgiveness. And the word that this highly evolved soul brings to the people always gets by those who are lesser evolved, and they go right back to this abusive relationship between men and women that has existed over the centuries, and they infuse it in the teachings, and it becomes culturally accepted, and women accept abuse in the name of God, who they're told is a male. And this imbalance keeps us from actually evolving into the spiritual beings that we were meant to be. Because if you have one half that's abusing the other half, you cannot express the love of God. You only end up expressing abuse and fear. And fear and love cannot exist in the same space. So that's the beef I have with every single religion on the planet. Because
let me say this name, please.
So how do we address that?
Let's be clear here. Let's be clear. It is not the revelation that is incorrect. It is men and women's application and perception.
Absolutely.
And twisting of the revelation according to their own interests and biases. We should not reject religion. We must correct our own thinking. When we say male, immediately we visualize a physical body.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
But that is not what male is. Male is a state of being. It is a state of being. It is a consciousness. It is a disposition that is possessed by all of humanity. We have female attributes. I am physically, I am a male physically. But I thank God for him giving me the female, the beneficial, praise be to Allah, the beneficial attributes of the concept of female. See? There are principles that accompany those concepts. So if we could remove the flesh figure from in front of our eyes that we have been given, then inshallah, that may clear up the misperceptions. Men come behind revelation. Almighty God says to us in the Quran, and they change the words from their proper places. They write the book with their own hands and say, this is from God. The Quran comes to clarify what is from God and what is not from God. It cleanses the revelations that were revealed before. So all I'm saying is the revelation is not in error. It is man and woman that twist or misconstrue the revelation in order to elevate themselves or a particular idea. Can you imagine if I didn't have the ability to nurture my daughters, to nurture my son? Think about that.
Absolutely.
Think about it. That's a female attribute. That is a female attribute.
Right.
So So, but you are correct. There are men that came behind Scripture that says a woman should be, her voice should not be heard in the assembly. But what does that mean? What does that mean? We heard that, but what does that truly mean? Those are the questions that we need to ask, and kind of get rid of this quiet battle that we're having between males and females. We have to stop this incessant. We need each other. We're all on the same side.
Absolutely.
We're all on the same side. It's not one that one is better than the other. These attributes, I need them both. I need the female attribute and the male attribute to be whole and complete. To be whole Absolutely. And complete. So these are only attributes and dispositions. You know, in a lot of cases, when it mentions female, it's talking about a community has the same attributes that come along with the concept of female. It nurtures, it gives birth, it cares for. We call America, we say she. When we speak of this nation, we use the female attribute. See? And this nation, it gave birth. It gave birth. So if we can lift up our thinking and our perceptions, we can sidestep Satan's plot to pit the male against the female that destroys families, that destroys our children, that destroys community. That's the first social structure that we so sorely need, the congruence of the male and the female. So I needed to say that. Yes, there are people that go to extremes. You can't force a woman. There should be no compulsion. No compulsion. God does not like oppression. But some now, even in my religion, go too far and want to try to legislate and enforce what their perception of the norm and morality on people, period, especially the female. Especially her. So yes, we admit these things, but we have to clear up our own perception of what has been revealed. We all know that for real, Delilah represents a community. We immediately visualize a female body and a female face. We don't understand that Mary, the blessed mother of Jesus, in her essence, she represents a community. These are the jewels that need to be shared among us. Mary represents a community. Abraham represents a community. So we have not been educated by way of scriptural knowledge. And it continuously feeds this split, this division between the male and the female. I just wanted to say that. I'll stop right
you
there.
Know,
it's
I,
so important.
Dr. Kareem, and I really, you hit on so many points, and you can have a show on all of them. And I said, you go on, I'm going to forget what I had to say. But I tell you, you are precious. You are very precious. And
you are.
And you're flowing with a lot of love. And because you're a man, that's why you're so precious, because when you're expressing like this, you're actually coming through the strings of the feminine essence that's within you. You see, because the Creator has a dual characteristic, both male and female, which is evident even in the construction of our own brain. The left and the right hemisphere of our brain is associated with the feminine and the masculine. And what you have is a sense of community. Most men, masculine, do not have that. But what you're speaking, you are operating from that feminine essence within you. Even though your physical design is sure enough man and masculine, you're operating in that sense that you just noted with the prophets as community. You're community-minded. You started us off on the program characteristics, and that is what that is where the fear comes. Is when we have been born in one characteristic of the Creator, which is the masculine, and because that era in time was what bronze, you needed strength, you need physical and all, and so that was perceived by the physical eye, saw women as weak. They were not aware of the characteristics. But there was someone, was it Bobak with Deborah? He said, hey, you want to wash? We want you to fight with us.
Mm.
And she said, well, you know that when I go with you, the battle is going to be, the victory is going to be toward the woman. But he said, I'm not going to go without you. Because there was something within her character that was connected with his character, mm-hmm. made him whole and made him feel victorious and able to do. And see, I feel that in you. But what you're saying, most mass is not purely masculine. What you are experiencing is a new voice for the male, for a whole healthy community that embraces both he and she, both characteristics of God. That's what I'm hearing from you. And you flow so effortlessly. It's music.
Yeah.
You know, it's music. And so rather than other men, it's not sad, but I look at it, Naima, as a day to really rejoice and find the joy in it all. Because women are now coming into the knowledge of knowing that no one can define them but them.
Mm.
We are in an age where women are taking the ownership of saying, wait a minute, I'm not that. Who am I? Because whatever I have done, because I know that I was the best demonstrator of being somebody else other than me in my marriage.
Mm.
So I would go, I said, okay, then if you say I can't get to God, I can only get to God and get to heaven is if I serve my husband. Well, honey, I was a good servant, and I tell you, it mm-hmm. didn't work. When you come in, I had the bath water going. I had a bell there so you could ring for me. I wanted to be the best servant of my husband and my spouse. And every time I turned around, I was getting whipped down to the ground. And when it came a point when I was praying, and it was a rare experience that we prayed together. And I was so delighted to have him by my side praying until I was just enthralled, and I was telling God, oh, my goodness, I'm so happy my husband is here praying for me. And the next thing I know, I saw stars. I didn't know what
hit you.
I saw stars, Naima. I didn't know what had happened. But then when I realized that I was going down and I hit my head to the radiator, I opened my eyes, and then I saw a palm of a hand go against me and hit me again. And so here I was beaten.
So what was your infraction, according to him, that he would hit you while praying? What?
Well, he didn't. Well, honey, child, some people don't have to have a reason. It's just seeing you at peace. I never knew why he did it, but that was the best thing happened to me. Because when he hit me and started beating me while I was in prayer, without a doubt, that we were not serving the same God.
Absolutely.
And when I realized that, I said to myself, no way under the sun would I pray to a God that would that says, okay for you to beat me. And I, for the first time, was able to stand up, speak about his God versus my God. of love. Because I didn't get it. I've been beaten all the time and lost babies being beaten and all this kind of thing. But I never, I mean, your message this morning was very, very real to me. And so some of us don't get it, Naima, until something happens. And when he struck me and beat me while I was in prayer, I knew that we were not serving the same God, even though we call on the same name.
That's pretty powerful.
That is very powerful. And that was when I took a stand and made a separation. I said, oh, no. And I can't repeat the things that I said about his God, because that would not be very nice, but it would
be very godly. Wow, but
I felt like the woman king. I felt that way. I said, no, I'm going, you know what? I want your God to bring itself down here to me, because I want to do some things here. Because I knew that there's no way under the sun that I would pray to something that said, it's okay, that
would be beating.
Well, that was the power he had, and he did it repeatedly. But I tell you, that was the day I was pregnant with my my last son from him. I got up from there. I asked God to guide me into this. I'm through with this. Because I was delighting myself in prayer. But I thank God this day that it happened that way, because that was a message for me, and I have been going with my life now saying, well, who is the real God? Who is the real one? And the only willing I have to say is that which is in me. As Jesus said, greater is that which is in you. Greater is the God that is in you than any God that is outside. That I was able to embrace that power in me. That's been faithful to me. And however name you call it upon, it's okay. Because it is what it is.
I am that I am.
I am that I am. And that is what has brought me and has been faithful to me. So I think God for Brother Kareem this morning, because it is the character of God that we are here to form. Our bodies have been made in the character of God. What is that? And women now are coming rising all over because we have been misdefined only because we have not been properly taught of who we are as evidence of a living God. Where our divinity lies is very important, because that is what it means to be a strong woman. And that is plugging into the divinity and your divine purpose that your creator made for you, and standing strong in love. Because there will be no community. There will be no humanity without her wounds. Hallelujah. That's it. Woo! I love it.
We got to take a break.
Right. I know Kareem has some response to that. So we're going to take a break and come back and deal more with that thought, because we do, in fact, have men who believe that God has ordained them to be dominant over a woman, even to the point of physically assaulting her if she does not obey. And you have women who are believing that. And that is certainly not a loving expression at all. And what is in the heart of someone who wants to be able to abuse someone, and what is in the heart of someone who wants to treat an adult female as if she is a child and be able to physically assault her and force obedience, and you're both grown people. And what is in the heart of someone who believes that God is that mean-spirited to allow that? But as Kareem said, you have people who will look at Revelation, look at scripture, look at teachings from a highly evolved spiritual person, and twist it to their own agenda to continue to abuse someone. And then they enforce that meaning with physical violence. And this has happened all across the globe in every single religion.
And it perpetuates down the lineage. It goes down the lineage.
And
children observe and they follow not what's been taught, but what they see and being demonstrated.
Absolutely. So how do we fail from false teachings that reinforce the idea that women are to be dominated and suppressed? That does not reflect the spirit of love from the divine. It does not. So we got to talk about that when we come back. And If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. Press 1, and that lights your number up, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And if you're on our switchboard now and have a thought, we've got a call on the switchboard, 111-111, coming to you after the break. And, Green, let me know
yes,
if you've got
somebody
on the
switchboard. We have a call here.
Well, all righty then. So we'll be right back. 360
board 267-258.
All right. Coming to you all after the break. And we got a couple of remarks on our Facebook Live. Jody Susan Calhoun says, Grand Rising, and Grand Rising to our dear sister Jody. And Viata says, Great Awakening, Queens. Yes, she sends us love. Thank you so much, Viata. And Jody says, correct. Fear and love cannot exist in the same place. Let's take a look at that. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hameen at our American Muslim 360 family. And today on our third Wednesday, we've got Mama Joy, Reverend Mama Joy, to tell us more about what does it mean to be a strong woman. And, you know, Kareem said some things that really kind of highlighted a lot of what we have to look at when we decide to accept someone else's interpretation of scripture. And you know, one of the things I've been a participant in, and of course we've both been a participant with HWPL, Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light, the global peace organization founded by Chairman Man Hee Lee from South Korea. And, you know, in doing these monthly interfaith dialogues with the various religious leaders, you know, we discover that everybody has scriptures that address various things. We seek to get to the common core, you know, what is the common core belief that we all agree on? And I think at some point we all reach the understanding that our Creator is one that is admonishing us to be as one, to be a unified entity, to be an expression of the loving force of creation, which is what unity brings. So you can't have unity if you're divided and pitted against each other in opposition. And the male and female, as you said, Mama Joy, is we're basically two different aspects of the creative force of the universe.
Exactly.
So we're all part of the whole, which is, you know, in some magnificent way, even that the male and female physical bodies fit together to create one whole part.
Yes.
And so this is an expression that should teach us something, that neither half is better than the other, just like your left leg and your right leg are not in competition. You need both of them to be able to step forward in order to walk. Same thing, your right arm and left arm. I mean, all of our physical form is showing us the idea of unity and cooperation, which is what's necessary. Where did this thought come from that one part of creation is supposed to be dominated and controlled and suppressed by another? How did that evolve, and how did we accept it when inside your soul you are told this is not right? You feel it's not right. But out of fear, like you said, Mama Joy, you know, children see parents. This is how it's done. You grew up in a household. You got the father beating the mother, telling her, shut up, sit down, you know, and she's taking it because she's afraid, because she doesn't have any place to go because she was not allowed to develop her own means of taking care of herself. And this has been culturally the norm for centuries and many cultures around the world. So when that dynamic changes, where a woman is allowed education and she's allowed a means of taking care of herself materially, and she's allowed to develop her body so that she can physically defend herself, then that relationship of dominant and submissive, it can't exist. And so if a man does not see a woman as an equal partner, he's not going to know how to deal with the new dynamics of the relationship. And this is what we find ourselves in today, a conflict, because we haven't redefined spiritually what our relationship should be. It's still going according to scriptures interpreted centuries ago, when the relationship between male and female was still one of dominant partner, submissive partner, master, slave. And that is not going to exist in the future new earth, because it is in conflict with the creative force of the universe.
Absolutely.
So if we want to have a harmonious society. We have to begin to heal the hurt that comes from wrong interpretation of scriptures and teachings, and we have to develop a new thought that does not manifest in women being beaten if they're not covering a part of their bodies. And that means the thought has to be that this is wrong.
You know what I want? What I want to just jump in, and I hear Brother Kareem, and I'm just going to hold it for a while. Now, we've been talking a little bit more than an hour, and everything that you said, I can guarantee you it will not become a resolved issue within the next few minutes. One of those concerns that you spoke on definitely has to be addressed, and not only addressed, but also coupled with some plan of action of what it is that we can do. If we understand that women have been defined by society, by people, because, you know, we were talking about 6,000 years, at least biblical times, that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is part of the mindset, that means that when a child is born, whether male or female, that program is so strong until that is what they present to you is what is real and true to you, because there's nothing else there. Right now, a concern beyond ourselves should be formed. As you belong to the, you know, the HBL, and I'm also with the other global. We both belong to global organizations.
Global organizations for peace.
Yeah, you know, and it puts a pressure on the mind of, we are not here just for ourselves.
Mm.
We are not here just for ourselves. Thank you, Beata.
Beata says.
From Mama Joy. And you know, Beata, now that you said that, and she knows her husband's childhood. Oh yeah, I know his experience.
Yes, yeah. For those who are listening online, our Facebook viewer Beata said, "Powerful testimony of abuse from Mama Joy. Did she know her husband's childhood experience?" And that's a very significant thing, because boys are influenced by what they see in their household. So, Brother Kareem, I know you had a thought that you wanted to share, and then 111111, we're going to get to you, and then also the caller on your line. But, Brother Kareem, what is it that men experience that gives them that thought?
Yeah, I will be very brief. It is, the question is complex, but the answer is simple. What we see shapes us. One of the greatest wrongs that we have done is to physicalize the Creator, to show the Creator in the image of a man. And then we expect men to not affect them.
Mm.
I'm looking at the image of a male as God, and it resembles me. That will affect my thinking and my behavior. God is not a man. We use that the man upstairs. All of those types of terminology. The
yes.
man upstairs. God created the human being. Yeah. God created the human being. Anything that we can visualize with our mind is not God. He is beyond our grasp, but his grasp is over our ability to understand and contemplate and reach logical conclusions. This language that we have been given is an oppressive language, the man upstairs. See, so, and we have seen pictures. They have used imagery showing God as a physical man, and we expect men not to be negatively affected by that.
Negatively affected, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
If you're the supreme image of the Creator, then you're going to feel that you have a right to dominate
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly.
I am God above you, so therefore I can treat you as I please.
Exactly, because you're a subject. Because you're a subject and you're a servant to them. And like I said, I believe that I couldn't get into heaven. And that is what I was taught. Remember, I come from another school era.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming up at 25, they said, if you're not married by the time you're 25, you're an old man. You don't even hear those terms anymore.
Right. But you don't have worth as a woman unless you have a man.
Yeah,
right.
And if you're not married by 25, nobody wants you. You're an old man. But what I would like to get to is that, Pian, what is it that we need to do? Because we can always find these things, and I declare we need to write a book on all of those things. By the same token, what takeaway are we going to have from this show today?
Well, that's important. Let's take some callers.
What it means to be a strong woman.
Yes. Well,
what it means to be a strong woman is to be able to plant yourself in the revelation that God has given to you who you are.
Absolutely.
God gave me the revelation that I am a mother. And I am anchored, look at here, in the divinity of mother. And that, what the word gave to me, is mothership.
I like that.
I am in the divine mothership.
Mothership.
Why?
The mothership connection.
That presence is there. The character of mother is there.
Absolutely.
The character of who I am is there. When I was struck down, see, because I'm not a bitter woman.
And that's important.
I am treated bitterly.
Ooh.
But it didn't take my love away. It
That's
did not
important.
Take my thirst for joy away. It
That's
did not
important.
Take away and just totally demolish my trust in the evidence of this power that is within me. It did not remove me from what makes me who I am.
That's important. Well, now, let's take
some... thing is, when women come, and I want this to be stuck, Naima.
Yeah, and then we'll take some calls.
Because women, community comes with women.
Right.
What does that mean? That the issues in our community and the solutions are going to come from the women because the community flows from the woman.
Right.
How do we do that?
Right.
How do we bring our community together, block by block, cell by cell, with love? How do we take action and take ownership of the fact that we are the evidence of the divine authority in our community? And how do we bring it together? And how who believes that it can be done? Because that is what we're operating on to bring solutions. That's what the female solution is about, bringing solutions. And that is what is on the front. How to be a strong black woman, a strong woman, period.
Right.
How do we need to be a strong woman?
Yeah.
And that is standing in the divinity of your own revelations about who you are and who you love.
Your own revelations, because we all have them. A woman can only stand strong when she listens to the voice of God within.
In her heart. And know that.
Absolutely.
And know that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Because greater is she that is within you than she that's in the world.
I love that. Well, let's take some calls. I know we've got some calls on the American Muslim 360 board, and I've got a caller here on the Female Solution board. And if you're on our switch board and want to, you have a thought, press 1 and we'll open your mic. So 111-111, your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments about what does it mean to be a strong woman. Go right ahead.
Y'all morning, y'all. Grand Rising. This is Obadiah.
Grand Rising.
This is one of the most relevant conversations that needs to be had at this particular present moment, because it's all about identity. First of all, the traditional way is all off. But we, us, and our mentality, that's why the male image of God, the scripture says he's male and female within himself, within himself as a male and female family consciousness. That vertical consciousness is peace, joy, love, in action. See, it's an identity. People talk about relationships all the time, Naima. Your first relationship with the creature should be with the creator. Once you make a friendship with the creator, then you have a director on what you do as an existence. Like, for example, if I see you walking down the street, I was sitting in a car. I just stop. You're the sister of light. You just have to stop. I don't know you have a garden, but I can tell just by the way you walk, the way you're looking, the light you're bringing, you have some essence in mind, body, and spirit. It's a spirit that's moving. brothers are looking like, wow, you know, but it's a mental thing, it's a spiritual thing, and action is like light that walks across. That's why a lot of times people are always caught up in this idea of what people look like on the outside as far as finding a mate. Once you find your directive and what you should be doing in life, then you'll be in the same pathway as someone that should be walking with you to help you get that larger job done. So you don't do traditional with good looks or outer appearance. The tradition creates the oppression of sexes. Who would want to oppress a woman? A real man comes to the table to see how he can improve a woman. He steps up to the plate knowing, be predestined, knowledge of what he's supposed to do. That's a thinking man. Mama D had a poem that said, manhood is mastery over the mind. Men think. They're not acting with what's below the waist like you see on TV. He's a thinking man. He's prepared. I listen to Brother Kareem. He's one of the most stable brothers I know. And I haven't met him face to face, but when he talks with authority. You have to listen to him, and then when you're thinking, well, I can't question what the brother said because he's coming from the essence. So when we reach the essence of who we are, it's not even about religion. We are all one. I can't even live without you. When these people are on the ground, I get on the ground in a white suit to talk to those people. Do you think I'm too good because I done bought a suit that's white? I can't get on the ground to reach my brother or my sister. So, really? So what we need to do is avoid titles, religion and all that, and basically it's okay. But the true family includes all of us. We need commonality. There is something common in all of us. If we just have a conversation and do some communication within less than an hour, you will find there is some commonality and there is some mutuality. And within 4 hours later, we're all laughing because we have community. That's what we're supposed to be about. But you have to start with you and who you are and why you were put here. If you got one talent, please don't bury it. And if you got ten and you reach the phoenix, you're standing on the mountain and you've accomplished all of this. You got to go back down there and help as many people as you can. What good is it going to do for you to die with all that talent and you didn't spread it around? I sure appreciate y'all. Keep doing it. I'm on point with you all. Keep doing it. We're doing this together. Shalom.
Well, thank you so much, Obadiah. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for your words of wisdom. Yes. And Brother Kim, I think you've got a caller on your switchboard. They can, you want to open their mic and get their comments?
Yes. Yes. Error code 267-258. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Well, assalamu alaikum, and peace be unto you and the listening audience. And I'm Raheem from Philadelphia, PA, and I have just, this program right here is just like, I'm so excited even more about who I am because I'm surrounding myself with women and men who understand who they are. And so it really solidifies what God has already put in us.
And can you give me your name again, sister?
Raheema.
Oh, okay. That was Raheema from... From Philadelphia, you said?
Philadelphia, yeah, Pennsylvania,
okay.
New Jersey. I'm from the universe. I don't like just one city. No, I don't. I was in a fashion show Saturday, and my husband said, well, how many sisters from Philadelphia was there? And I was in Washington. I said, none, only about five. And, you know, but I belong to the universe, you know, and so When you talk about strong black women, it's just so amazing of the women that have been in my family as well as my extended family, Islamic family. And I have seen so many I have been around, Allah has blessed me to be engulfed with nothing but strong black women. And even my sister Talia, she's on the other line, and she's been all over the world, you know, and I see her as one of the most strongest black women I know. But, you know, and I'm married, and alhamdulillah, I'm a queen, and I know who I am. I've been married several times because we're not allowed to have two and three husbands, alhamdulillah. Allah has seen fit for me to have one at a time, and I honor each one, and I have honored each one, and they have honored me even after the divorce. And so, you know, I'm married now to a beautiful Jamaican man who comes from a different culture, whose mother and father was married 62 years, mm-hmm. but mommy stayed home many years. She raised five boys, and God bless her soul. And I got a chance to meet her 7 months before she left here, but mommy was a mother. She was a wife. She took a lot of stuff. You know, and my husband witnessed how his mother was man. You know, he was the man, you know, and you had to follow his dictate. You had to follow what he said. And then, so he has that in him, but now it's like I'm this strong black African American woman who's from, my father's from Bahamas, you know, and so I have that strong, African history as well. My grandma, my great-grandma had 18 children.
Wow.
My great-grandma had 11. So I was telling my husband when we go back and forth sometimes with each other, I said, don't forget you're with a strong black woman that come from some strong black women. So please, I humble myself as a woman. I do. I love the feminine side of the woman. I love being a woman. I love being that flower. I love being dainty. But I'm a warrior too. And if you call me out right now to protect my community, I'm gone. And I've proven that since Imam Muhammad, Rahim Allah, when I was on his security. And I stood up and I said, I will take a bullet for him. Why? Because then it's not about me. It's about the community. Save yourself and your family and your community. So when you talk about we must be brave, and that movie really represents of who we are as women. That right now, and I belong to an organization called Mothers in Charge, and it's women who have lost loved ones and lost their babies to murder. And so when are we going to, right now, we're in the streets. We're saying, listen, enough is enough. Not taking anything from our black men, the genocide that's happening with the prisons, the mass incarceration, all of this is real. Taking the men out of the house from when they was on welfare, and you can't have a man in here, I'm going to take your money. You know, all this had a lot to do with where we are today.
That's
right. In order to turn this thing completely around, we're going to have to sacrifice some lives. Some lives is going to have to be sacrificed. And so when we watch that movie and them warriors and them women that did what they did in that movie in real life, we're looking at ourselves. We're looking at ourselves. And so, Mary, and I wanted to say about Caucasians that's in the movie, Imam Kareem, they was cheering. They are ready to cheer us on. Every time we have a serious murder by police officers or you see them Caucasians out there ready to take on their own kind. I've seen it with my own. I'm like, wow, there's more of them out there because they're ready to cheer us on because they know who we are. Do we know who we are as a people?
Do we know?
Do we know who we are? I had a Caucasian woman tell me one time we was in Africa. We was in Senegal, and we was at the museum in Senegal. And she said, I really wish black people knew who they really was from Egypt on the history, because y'all are a great people. And so they know it, but the whole scheme is to make us forget who we are and not teach our children. So I told sisters this morning, it's so important for us to teach our babies, our grandbabies, our nieces and nephews, sit them down and talk to them about life. You can grab a child make a difference in that child's life by telling them their history. And that's all I got, because I could keep on going, but I just say,
But thank you, Sister Rahima. We appreciate you, and much respect to those women who had 18 children, 11 children. Yes, those are some strong women, and they gave birth to a nation.
Yes.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes. That's right, fertile women. And you know, that's another thing, too, that comes with our history, that many of us don't know, that during the time of slavery here in America, there was a scientific way that they would design and find out who the fertile women were.
Mm-hmm.
And who was men who had the potency to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we need to take time with that, too, because women are down when they have babies. But thinking that through that engineered process that was done to us during slavery, many of us are so fertile until it's so powerful that if we just look at a man long enough, we get pregnant, right?
Thank you.
18 children, but with love. That's where the strength has to be. Raise them and love them. That's it. You can't leave out the love, because with 18 children, you can lose your mind quite easily. But
that's right.
No, something had to sustain her and anchor her into her purpose.
Yes.
And for her to raise 18 children, that's
a powerful woman. As a phenomenal woman, as Maya Angelou says. Yes.
Wasn't her characteristic?
Yes.
The mindset that she had in her that allowed her to be able to bear those children, bear those pregnancies. Now, you're talking about 9 months of pregnancy, go through labor, and then raise them too? That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Those are the attributes of being a strong black, a strong woman. I got to get out this black. A strong woman.
Yeah, we're global.
Because these are the aspects, Naima, that are not brought out in a divine way, in a spiritual way, on a way that is a moral and characteristic that we want to embody. These are the things that we want to reinterpret.
Yes. That's important, to reinterpret what it means to be a strong woman. We got to take one last break. Brother Kareem, let me know if you've got anybody else on your switchboard. And those who are on our switchboard, if you got something to say, press one. Yes, thank you so much, Rahima. That was inspirational.
347-336.
All right, we'll come to you next after the break.
Open up after this break.
All right, we'll be right back, and we'll also share some of our Facebook responses, and we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments?
Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm Viato.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Latif, along with our dear sister, Reverend Mama Joy, bringing us some joy to the world today.
Joy and to the world. Mm-hmm. Yes, and receiving the joy from our audience, too.
Yes.
Yes,
got unmuted. Some wonderful callers. And we've got a caller on the switchboard here, and we've got a caller on AM360, and a couple of comments from Facebook. And Viata says, yes, being secure in who you are and not abusing your goddess queen power are two things that can help us develop peaceful community. And Viata says, most important relationship should be with our creator. But if parents emphasize religious practices over personal relationships, then we struggle to walk in truth. Yes, and she says, when we heard the 18 children, I think both me and Mama Joy had a look on our face like, what? And Beata says, more than Africa, we come from the original indigenous people in America. Yes, we have been global for centuries after centuries after centuries, and we have much, 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 much more.
It's the best kept secret in America.
Absolutely. And we need to stop seeing ourselves as victims of the slave trade. One thing this movie showed is that human beings developed many different ways they handled each other during warfare. Warfare itself is something we need to evolve out of as a human family. We need to, this is why we're part of these global peace organizations. We need to learn, first of all, how to get along. And the first peace needs to be the peace in the household. And you can't have a peaceful household if the husband and wife are battling each other. We have to know how to work together using mutual respect and not fear and domination. And that is the challenge of the male and female relationship in these times. How do we evolve so that we are seeing each other of the whole that we are? And equality does not mean I have to act like you and be more man than you, or that you have to act like me and be more woman than me. It means that we understand how we both fit together. And that is a challenge if you haven't seen it in your household. Like Beata's saying, if you grew up in a household where you got people who have their own problems and they don't know how to relate lovingly to children, no matter what you tell the children they are, they're going to respond to how you treat them. If I can tell you all day long you come from kings and queens and great dynasties, but then I treat you like garbage, then you're going to feel like garbage. And that's what we've done with our children. So how do we change that?
You know, one of the realities are, and 'cause I'm watching the time too, and I remember, I can't think of the brother's name, but he was a doctor, and I was talking about the community of self. And when I saw his article, it was even in Muhammad Speak or one of them, some time ago, I got excited because I looked at myself as a community. Mm-hmm. Just for a moment, look at yourself. You have this one body, but inside of you, you have many different communities, members. You have mm-hmm. your respiratory system, mm-hmm. Cardiology. You have your reproductive system, your nervous system. All of these various systems are independent
and interdependent,
and they have a design, and they are identifiable. Mm-hmm. They have cells and members of their own community within your body, but yet they know that if they don't work together, they all will go down. The body yes. will go down because okay. they are there to work for the body. So self is a community, the right. community of self, and when you understand how that community works, then women, we look at our body and we can design, as I know I have done with my community, and design your community work according to your body. What do I mean? Just as we are one body with many in it, so is our community. My principle is this, mm-hmm. we're one.
Right.
We are neighbors. We are family. We are related. And we are mothers and fathers of our community and this planet. To me, that is the goal, that we move to maturity to understand that wherever we are responsible for the quality of life that is there, because we are always working, not just for ourselves, but we're working for the benefit of others too. And that is including our children and our downline. And when we can take and do this work, hallelujah, as we have been designed to do, then we protect our children inside our home and outside our home. We have to learn how to embrace all of the children and everyone as one family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we see ourselves as each of us is a cell in the body of God, which is
exactly.
the universe. Then
exactly.
we cannot be at conflict. We can't be at odds, just like you can't have your liver fighting your kidneys.
And that's important. And once we understand that and really know that and connect with the divine creator of all of this, then we can operate in a better will,
yes,
a better knowing. And the things that we've been mentioning, all what we've been saying, I've been saying half my life, these problems were here 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 70 years ago. I can attest to that because I've been there.
Mm.
So it's the same verbiage.
Right.
We have to change it by taking action, being strong, and being able to plug into who you are, plug into what your purpose is, who your purpose is. There's a gentleman, Obadiah, was saying about the gift, plug into those divine gifts, because all of that is there to serve us and to deliver us out, and yet be delivering not just for ourselves, but for others too, and do it in love. We have no conflict. We have no conflict when we have no conflict within our own community of self. Bring peace there first. That's where it begins.
Where it begins. Let there be peace on us, but let it begin with me. Yes. So, Kareem, you got a caller on your line. And then we have 773-436 after that one. So hold on.
It's Erico 347-336. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Walaikum as-salam. There's a lot of static There's a lot of static on the line.
Sure is.
Okay. And because, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem, and dear sisters who are so adamant about this subject matter you're discussing. And I'm gathering that part of that is those who have visited the movie that presently has opened up, highlighting the history of the women. You know, one thing that is consistent in, as we speak to the element of the diminishment of the role of women in society, it's
and
how
what was your name, sister?
My name is Sister Mahasan Abdul.
Oh, that's what it was. I thought it sounded like you.
That's right. I'm telling you. Praise be to Allah.
Yes. And
how are you,
Mahasan? Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Allah, I was doing some things here, and something said, call AM360. I'm normally busy in other processes, but it kept saying, call, call. And when I call, surrender to that, I heard Sister Rahima's voice. And I heard.
And where were you from, Sister? What city are you from again?
I'm from New York.
New York. Yes.
Bronx, New York. Okay?
Okay.
And so she's my loving friend. She's my sister, right? Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Rahima. But she was speaking a truth that many of us share from our history. My mother came from a family of 13 children. And I think it may have been lost on us in our history that we were breeded. We did not have the natural born. Allah created reproductive options that other human beings had. During slavery, that was corrupted, and it had resulted in a distortion of the concept of who we are. Let me share some information just briefly. I'll go quickly. That Imam Muhammad spoke about in a pamphlet he distributed on motherhood. He said motherhood is a social role and it's a leadership role for which the physical motherhood is only a symbol. It does not mean ability or capacity of only giving birth. It means, in addition, having the responsibility and authority of a mother to look after and care for all life, as mothers do. Women need to take a new look at the role of motherhood in the world, and they need to reassess, reevaluate, and reestablish the importance of the role of motherhood in the world, right? We're in a position now, through changing times and attitudes, a conspiracy has been formed to diminish the role of women or cause women to become apathetic. It is our duty, men and women, to disarm the conspiracy and reestablish and restore women to their rightful and deserved role of leadership in society at large. And we need to lend our support. So I think that, you know, one of the issues that had come up I was listening to was the discussion on what makes a good relationship between marital partners, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. A good relationship is based on mutual respect and a relatively equal balance of power. It involves concern for and sensitivity to each other's feelings and needs, as well as an appreciation of the things that make each partner so special. In other words, a good relationship should enrich and add to your life, not narrow it by forcing you to give up those things that are integral to your character. So there are guidelines available to us to relearn, bring ourselves out of the slave ghost era of being breeded like animals expecting to encumber animal behavior and try to be human. We have to restore the humanity that originated by God, that he created in us, that has been taken away, and we've been distorted in our structure, and we need all the help that we can get. There are so many classes so popularizing the trend of what do we call it, coaching, life coaching, health coaching. We need to empower ourselves by learning how to go back and reteach and restructure according to God's plan. Our people restore our humanity. I'm going to stop right there. Could go on and on. I am a certified coach and would like to help. So let's come together and develop a strategic plan, alhamdulillah, to right the wrong.
You know, what she's doing, she's teaching, you know, Sojourn of Truth. I look at her as a prophet. That's, we have the responsibility to acknowledge God in our journey. And what she was just speaking about to me was answering the question that Sojourn, Mother Sojourn of Truth said. She said, who will teach the poor slave child? I'm here listening to all of what you're going to do for your children. She was in this environment. She was in this convention, and they were discussing the curriculum and the things that they wanted their children to learn in their schools. And she stood and she said, "Well, who?" So Sojourner Truth stood. Who will teach the poor slave child?
Right.
So my sister, you are on point. We have to relearn and understand that we have not been taught.
Absolutely.
So now we're here. So that's our responsibility to do.
Absolutely. It's our responsibility. We got a caller here on area code 773-436. Your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment on what does it mean to be a strong woman.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Well, and Yashalom.
Speaking of education,
Grand
we're
Rising.
Yes, Grand Rising, Mama D.
My grandmother was the mother of 18 children. She had a set of twins, and my mother was a set of triplets, the first ones born in the state of Arkansas. But March 25th was the 21st anniversary of the International Day of Remembrance for the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. And I watched it on YouTube, and one of the speakers said that the majority of the babies born was to 12- and 13-year-old mothers, and 80% of them were fathered by the slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
But these mothers loved their babies because they were a part of themselves, and they represented future hope. Regardless of who the father was, they did not kill the part of them. Their love was stronger for the part of themselves that they were carrying than it was for the hatred of the slave owner and the rape that created that child. And it was the same when it came to the woman king. At the end of the day, even though she did not raise this baby, even though her daughter was a product of rape for months when she was captured, they showed a little glimpse of that, how they had her all tied up and et cetera. But the reason she disobeyed the king and risked her own life was because her daughter was captured, a daughter that she did not raise, but the instinct of motherhood in her was so strong until she said, I got to go and try to save her. And then when she looked around, all the other women soldiers was right there with her, but she didn't ask them to come with her. That's that powerful instinct of unity that they displayed in that movie was really important. But it, when you think about today and the violence of abortion, nobody wants to call it that, but a living soul is alive and you are killing it. If it wasn't alive, it wouldn't be necessary for you to kill it. And therefore, it is the violence of abortion. And so it's interesting that when you talk about a strong woman, she'll fight a grizzly bear. She will turn over a car to change, to save her child. And to think today that all these mothers, after all that we have been through as a race of people, they can come up with an excuse. Hey, look, if you're savvy enough to go to a doctor and say, kill this living soul, you are savvy enough to go to the police station and say a relative, a stranger, or a friend has raped me. Lock him up. But we don't want to do that because we want our career. And you already, 80% of your families are being raised without a father, and yet you are exceeding. Ooh, look at the black woman. She's the one that's leading in politics. Wow, she's the one that's leading in the corporate world. But look at the world of her children.
Wow.
And so my question to you is she a strong woman with her choices to kill living souls that's growing in her body today?
Wow.
That's my
question. You have definitely raised an issue. Well, we're out of time now, but, you know, that's a whole show in itself, the psychology of abortion, because we got to look at where does that come from, and that's the whole history of being shamed because of the circumstances of the pregnancy and even a history of women being stoned to death for having sex. So we're seeing the culmination of all of that mentality of hostility toward women, and that's what we got to address. But thank you so much, Mama D. You've given us a whole other topic we're going to have to do a whole show about at some point. Strength of character, strength of conviction. That's what it's about. So last words, Brother Kareem, before we go?
Yes, you know, the last Wednesday of each month, we have an all-male conversation.
Yeah.
And I believe that as males, we need to have a conversation on the subject of abortion. I haven't heard our position on that. I think that would be
well, let's make that happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, all right now. You've heard it here. So next Wednesday, we're going to have a men-only discussion on abortion. So, brothers, be ready. Call in. And sisters, we're going to be right here listening in as they have that conversation. But we're going to listen and find out their thoughts, their feelings on having their children, who they planted, ripped from the womb. How do they feel about abortion? We'll talk about that. Really sensitive. Well, thank you so much, Mama Joy, for being with us today. We appreciate you. And Brother Kareem, as always.
A joy indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
And thank the audience, too. This has been a delight. Thank you for the opportunity, okay?
Yes. Well, we thank you, as always, for bringing your strength and power and joy. And thank all of you all for joining us. Thank you to our American Muslim 360 family. And thank you, Brother Kareem, as always, for sharing your wisdom. I'm Naima Latif. Join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
Great.
Until then, continue to shine your light.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.